A new secure online collaboration tool is up and running at the Defense Department. The open source solution enables access card users to chat, message, and conference securely with others around the world. Carl Kurtz is the program manager for Defense Collaboration Services at the Defense Information Systems Agency. He explains more about the new tool and what came before it.
Since about 2007, we had a contract with Carahsoft Technologies for a tool called DCO, Defense Connect Online. And that offers some similar capabilities to what we're offering now with DCS.
All right. So what was your objective in launching DCS to supersede the older program?
DCO had an end of life, meaning the contract itself was coming to an end of life middle of this calendar year. And so as the agency is moving in a strategic direction toward unified capabilities, we had a time gap between the end of the DCO contract and when the fielding of unified capabilities was going to occur. And so DCS is intended to fulfill the collaboration requirements of the department during that period.
All right, so is DCS then, it'll be disbanded once you get another commercial service, or is this something you plan to use for a long time?
So as with any service that's offered under contract by the department, there generally is a period where the contract goes into place and the service is provided, and then there is some point that is planned to come to an end. And the Unified Capabilities group that's putting together the requirements across the department for what you see is going to mean, how it's going to be delivered, that's still very early in the process. And so we haven't defined when that would actually occur and what the retirement of DCS would then look like and what that transition would look like. But I'm sure that will be in the not-so-distant future.
In the meantime, then, it's DCS is the collaboration tool pretty much for DISA or for DOD?
Both, actually. DISA is actually using the service internally. We began a transition in December, and we completed our transition from DCO over to DCS at the end of January.
And is this something that you built in-house, or is it just a different commercial package with some of the security provisions that are needed by DOD?
DCS is built on open source platform using commercially available or privately available tools. What we have done is we've brought them in-house. We're hosting them in our secure data centers. And we've made a number of modifications to the applications to be able to provide secure web conferencing and chat capabilities to the department.
Okay, well, I guess if it's anything like AutoDIN, you might have it for a much longer time than you're expecting. Or is that before your time?
Well, frankly, that was a little bit before my time, but right. I know what we're talking about, yeah.
I remember the day they started disconnecting that. It took you, they had to do a lot of redundant wire snipping to actually turn the thing off. Anyhow, so getting back to DCS, what are some of the capabilities that are available now to DOD and DISA users?
DCS is an easy-to-use, open-source solution. It provides secure web conferencing and instant messaging capabilities on both unclassified and classified DoD networks. Now, web conferencing capabilities include office document presentation, desktop sharing, whiteboarding, some computer-based audio and video to include like webcams and microphones, the ability to do text chat within a conference, polling and voting, and even the ability to go ahead and record your session for later playback. Now, on the instant messaging side, it's a classic instant messenger capability, but also has the ability to support persistent chat rooms. So an organization might establish a chat room based around a particular topic, and then the members of that chat room may come and go as they please, leave information for other people to read later. And we provide that while operating in what we call a contested battle space on a fairly austere budget environment. So we built DCS to maximize security while minimizing the cost of the operation. So we did that by leveraging existing enterprise infrastructure and using software that avoids licensing costs.
That sounds like a fairly capable situation. And if someone is using it on CipherNet, do they have the same bandwidth needing capabilities that they might have on NipperNet or on a unclassified or unsecured network?
Yes, actually, it's exactly the same software on the unclassified and classified networks.
All right. And what do you anticipate the demand for this to be, or is it already heavily used now?
Currently, we've had it available to the department for testing since the beginning of October. So it's really been in a testing mode since then, and we just opened it up for operational use by the department, meaning the customer base can begin using it to conduct their missions. We just cleared, I believe, just a couple days ago, 10,000 users, and we're expecting that to ramp up by 100-fold very, very soon.
We're speaking with Carl Kurtz. He's the program manager for Defense Collaboration Services at the Defense Information Systems Agency. And from a user standpoint, I guess my question now is with respect to mobility. What can you do on a mobile device using DCS?
Mobile is actually a harder nut to crack. There are multiple mobile platforms to build to. And, of course, the bandwidth available for mobile platforms varies fairly dramatically. The current application, or as currently built, does not have mobile applications associated with it. We, however, have got a great deal of feedback from our customer base that reinforces our decision that we made over a year ago to begin moving into that space with DCS. And so we are actually working with several mission partners throughout the Department of Defense who have already begun moving into that space. In this particular case, the Air Force Research Labs has already built a instant messenger chat capability that if we just take the extra steps necessary to PK enable it, meaning we can log into the chat capability using a DoD CAC, that could become a viable solution for at least the Android platform. The Apple platform is a little more complex in the way that Apple actually implements their operating system, and so we're also looking at web-enabling the instant messaging capability. So we are moving in that direction. We're not currently offering a mobile solution, but we do have that on our radar, and our plan is to meet that capability soon.
So at this point, then, you have unified communications at the desktop, it would be safe to say.
I would be hesitant to say that what we're providing is unified capability. What we have is specifically web conferencing and chat at the desktop. There are a number of definitions of what UC really means.
That's true.
Individual. So I'd hesitate to say that we meet UC capabilities at this point.
But it sounds like a lot more capabilities than they had before. And it sounds like if you are chatting, then would you also be using the telephone for, like, often is the case with commercial products, or can the PC mic and speaker be used for these conferences also?
So we support both. The phone system is a technically separate system. What we do offer is the embedded audio using a microphone and speakers connected to a computer. What we've also done within DISA is within our own conference rooms is we have the equipment and the drivers necessary on our laptops to be able to actually connect to those conference room telephone systems so that we actually leverage the high-grade conference room audio systems to provide conference room level audio into a particular web conferencing session. So we've had a lot of success doing that.
Now, you mentioned earlier you used non-licensed cost software. Would it be correct to say this was open source software that you used?
Yes, that's correct. DCS is built on open source software.
So that means that maybe other agencies and DOD, you mentioned the Air Force, for example, could develop their own applications or capabilities based on these tools.
Right. Well, within the constraints of any particular agency policies, any organization can download the software that makes up DCS and configure it for their own environment. We've shared many of our lessons learned in implementing and securing these particular applications with the open source community and expect that some of those lessons learned will appear in future versions of the publicly available tools.
So give us a timeline. When will this roll out, or has it rolled out, and what are your plans for getting it department-wide?
So DCS is available today and is available and approved for operational use. So we're at the very beginning stages of the DCS rollout, so organizations across the department are configuring their networks to enable access to the service. They're also conducting their own tests from their own environments, and they're formulating their own transition plans. We have DISA personnel embedded with these organizations who are assisting those organizations with the development of their transition plans, and we'll also help them with the execution of their transitions. We've also established 24/7 service desks to support organizations around the world, and we also offer small group training sessions with live human beings as instructors that conduct the training remotely using the collaboration tools that we provide.